We thank the children of the CMC for their presentation.
我们非常感谢这些儿童们今天晚上给我们呈现的节目。
These are the children who come from our homes as well as from those outside the church.
这些儿童们，他们是我们教会弟兄姐妹的儿子们，也是外面朋友们的孩子。
We also thank the teachers.
我们要感谢老师们。
These are those from our church who take time off every Saturday.
因为这些老师在星期六他们抽出时间来。
When the rest of us are at home or doing something else to enjoy our half day off.
当我们许多人在星期六放假的时候，我们在家休息。
These teachers give up their time of rest in order to come to impart the gospel to the children.
这些老师却抽出他们的时间来教导这些儿童上帝的话。
So we thank the teachers.
所以我们非常感谢这些老师们。
For their sacrifice.
他们为这些儿童们的牺牲。
I'm sure you all have been blessed by the message of Christmas.
我相信今天大家都得到圣诞节真正的意义。
Christmas is perhaps the most celebrated event on earth.
我们知道圣诞节可能是在世界上最普遍庆祝的一个节日。
Every year at Christmas, all the nations and all the countries.Take a rest and celebrate Christmas.
在每年的圣诞节，世界各地都放假一天。
Although they do not understand the real meaning of Christmas.
可能他们不明白圣诞节真正的意义。
They may know there was a baby born 2,000 years ago.
或许他们知道在2000年前有一位婴孩诞生。
But for the people of the world, Christmas means more business and more money.
但是对于世界上的人来说，圣诞节是一个赚钱的时候。
It is a time of vacation for many people.
也是我们休假度假的好时候。
People travel.
有许多人趁着这个假期出国。
Airlines make more money.
在航空公司钱赚得非常的多。
People exchange gifts.
别人每个人也交换礼物。
All the department stores make more money.
我们看到百货公司生意都是非常的好。
And many families have reunions and they travel and they meet each other.
我们看到许多的家庭他们也相聚在一起。
What is the real meaning of Christmas?
但是圣诞节真正的意义是什么呢?
Christmas is a remembrance of an event.
圣诞节是纪念一件事情。
An event of history that happened 2,000 years ago.
我们纪念在历史中两千年前所发生的一件事。
God in His Almighty Wisdom,
在上帝全能的智慧里面
，and because of His love for mankind,
更因为上帝爱我们人
，came to earth in the form of His own Son,
道成了肉身来到世界上。
God became flesh for us,
上帝成了肉身。为了我们而来。
Born a baby in Bethlehem.
像是在伯利恒成为一个婴孩。
These are events of history.
这是历史上事实所发生的。
In a real place.
在一个真实的地方。
A real baby.
这一个真实的婴孩。
Was born.
降生了。
In order that we may have life.
让我们能够得到生命。
I want you to turn to the Bible.
让我们都翻开圣经来。
In the Epistle of John.
让我们翻开约翰一书。
First John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章。
And chapter 4.
第四章。
Yes, two verses from each of these two books.
我们要从约翰一书来读上帝的话。
First John 4, 9 and 10.
约翰一书第四章九和十节。
In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we may live through Him.
这里说神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。
Herein is love, not that we love God, But he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins.
上帝的爱我们的心在此就显明了, 不是我们爱上帝, 乃是爱上帝爱我们。
We want to thank all the parents of the children who come here tonight.
我们非常感谢今天晚上抽出时间来参加聚会的家长, 还有儿童们。
A very warm welcome to all fathers and mothers.
非常的欢迎在座每一位做父母亲的。
Thank you for letting your children come on Saturdays.
我们感谢你们让你们的孩童在星期六来到教会。
Now how can we thank thee enough?
我们能够怎样来回报你们呢?
But to give you the best news.
最好的方法就是把最好的消息给你们知道。
And these two verses in John's epistle chapter 4 are the best gift we can give to you.
而我们从约翰一书四章九到十节这里所读到就是我们可以给你最好的消息。
Verse 9 says, Christmas is the manifestation of God's love to us.
因为圣诞节圣经告诉我们就是上帝爱我们最好的证明。
What greater love can there be but God gave us His Son?
这世界上有比上帝将他自己的儿子赐给我们更好的礼物的吗?
That when the time according to God's plan came, He sent His only Son for us.
因为上帝的时间一到，上帝差他的自己的儿子为我们而来。
To be born in a manger.
生在马槽里面。
The great Almighty God sent His Son to be born in the poorest of circumstances. For our sakes.
是为了我们而来,
that we may live through Him.
这原因就是要我们借着他我们能够得着生命。
This life that He gives us is not the life that is ordinarily thought of today.
今天我们所说的生命不是我们一般所知道我们活着这个生命。
In Singapore, we think the life is along Orchard Road.
我们在新加坡而言，我们知道在乌节路这生活是美好的。
All the lights are on at night.
晚上灯火通明。
Plenty of life there.
在那里有许多的活动。
Pleasure and excitement.
在那里有着许多的娱乐。
That pleasure lasts for but a short time. Where is the real life to be seen? Not on earth.
不是在这地上,
but the reality of life is not to be seen on the Orchard Road, but in a place nearer to Outram Road.
不是在乌节路，而可能是在欧南园路比较看得清。Not
in the shopping centers, but in the Singapore General Hospital.
不是在这个都市繁华的地方，而是可能在医院我们看得清。The
reality of life is when people meet with sickness and death.
因为现实的生活就是我们人会遇到疾病，有一天会死去。Then
we begin to ask, what is the purpose of life?
到那个时候的时候，我们会怀疑。 问我们生命到底是什么?
What is the meaning of life?
我们生命到底是什么意义呢?
When you are sick, what do you think of?
当我们生病的时候，我们第一件事想到什么呢?
The first thought is, when I am sick, is, will I recover?
可能我们所想的是，我会再健康起来吗?
And if I don't get well quickly, I look for the doctor.
如果我们生病了没有好，我们赶快去看医生的。Dear
friends,
亲爱的朋友们,
thank God for doctors.
感谢神，我们在当中有医生。But
doctors are not the answer to our problem.
但是医生不是我们一切疾病的问题的解决方法。You
say why not?
说为什么呢?
Doctors make us well, don't they?
医生可以医治我们。
Up to a point.
只有到某个程度上可以。I'm
a doctor.
杜牧师是一位医生,
and my patients always tell me, you're a doctor, you're alright. We get sick, but you don't get sick.
你应该是健康,
right?
事实是这样,
how wrong they are.
这事实的确是不正确的,
doctors treat others, they get sick themselves.
医生医治病人,
doctors really do not heal diseases. They only postpone the death, the date of death. You treat one sickness, they get well. To wait for the next sickness. You treat that, they get well. But the last sickness, no doctor can treat. What is the meaning of life? We need a life that goes beyond death. Doctors cannot give you that life. Who can give that life? We saw this babe born in a manger. Who is that baby? We all love babies. But this is a very special baby. God's only son. God became man. According to his plan. To live as a man. To be a man. To take our place. We read the second verse here and you understand what is the meaning of Jesus coming at Christmas. Listen, verse 10. Herein is love.
大家听好,
not that we love God,
不是因为我们爱上帝,
but He loved us,
乃是上帝爱我们,
and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
而差他的儿子为我们的罪来做挽回祭.
Why do we get sick?
为什么我们会生病呢?
Answer?
答案就是,
because of our sin.
因为我们每一个人都有罪.
That is the cause of all our problems, sickness and sorrows. Why should we die?
为什么我们要死亡呢?
Who likes to die?
我们这里有哪一个人喜欢死亡呢?
But there is no way out of this death.
但是我们知道我们有一天都要面对死亡。
We die because of our sin.
我们会死是因为我们都有罪。
God's law says the soul that sins, it will die.
因为上帝说,凡有罪的必要死。
So what is the solution to this problem of life?
所以我们对付这个罪有什么样的解决方法呢?
Can you take away our sin?
你能够除去我们的罪吗?
Can you take away your own sin?
难道我们可以将自己的罪除去吗?
Can you say I have no sin?
你难道能说我没有犯罪吗?
Tonight, dear friends, may the Spirit of God help you to understand.
亲爱的朋友们,愿上帝的灵今天晚上让我们明白。
The Word of God says, all have sinned.
因为上帝的话告诉我们,世人都犯了罪。
No matter how good and how kind and how loving and how honest you are, we sin.
可能我们是一个慈悲的人,我们的行为都很端正,但是我们都犯了罪。
And the wages of sin is death.
圣经也告诉我们,罪的工价乃是死。
How can we get rid of that sin?
所以我们能够怎样来解决这罪的问题呢?
No man can take away that sin because every man is a sinner.
因为每一个人都犯罪,没有一个人能够替我们除掉罪。
Now God must come to our help.
所以上帝必须来帮助我们。
This is the meaning of Christmas.
这就是圣诞节真正的意义。
So verse 10 says,
所以第十节告诉我们,
herein is love.
这里在上帝的爱,
Christmas is the story of God's love. Love for you.
他爱你,
His love for me.
也爱我,
read on.
让我们继续地来,
not that we love God.
不是我们爱上帝,
for we indeed are rebels and offenders against the law of God. We do not love God. But He loved us. The Holy God comes down to earth to love us sinners. He sent His Son. What for? Jesus did not come to make us rich. Or to build us a home on earth. He came for one purpose. Verse 10. Let me read to you. God sent His Son Jesus to be the propitiation for our sins. We Chinese all understand the need to propitiate or to pay the penalty for our sins. The Chinese custom is to offer animals in the place of man to expiate his sins. Sin has to be taken away by the offering of life. But those animals can never take away sins. God had to do it for us. His Son came to be the sacrifice for your sin. This verse tells us this great fact. God loved us and sent His Son. Jesus came born a baby to be the sacrifice for our sins. He grew up. He became man. He went around preaching, doing many wonderful miracles of healing, casting out devils, the blind saw, the dead came to life, he walked on the sea, he fed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Amazing man. But when the time came, he became a helpless man. He was arrested. He came to his own and his own received him not. Jesus was a Jew. But the Jews hated him. They put him to death. He came unto his own. His own received him not. But God's offer is to us. Tonight you hear the gospel and receive Jesus, you have new life. God's word says, He came unto His own. His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become sons of God. This is the offer. This is life beyond death. When you receive Jesus, you receive life everlasting. Without Jesus, you will go through the sickness and sadness, eventually death. And there is no hope after death because there is punishment in hell. Therefore, we see God's love in Jesus. Now, 2 more verses.
我们再来读两节的圣经。
1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章,
verses 11 and 12.
第十一、第十二节,
1 John 5. 11 and 12.
约翰一书第五章十一十二节.
Listen carefully. To all who are worried about sickness and death, here is the answer.
我们凡担心死亡和疾病的人，我们要注意的听。
This is the record. God has given to us eternal life.
这见证就是上帝赐给我们永生。
What is eternal life? Today we have a life that is temporary. A life that may last 70, 80, 90 to 100 years. The Word of God says after 80 years you say it is all labor and sorrow only. So why should we live after 80, 90 or 100 years? Life has lost its meaning. What is the meaning of life? When I got home, I looked at the newspaper. Because this morning a friend said, "Did you read the Sunday Times?" I said, "No." Nope. I said, "What is it you read?" He said, "You go and read." I got home, I read. In the front page of Sunday Times, a 41-year-old lady went to bed on Thursday night last week, that's just 3 days ago. Friday morning came and she was found dead in bed. This is the sixth case in 2 months in Singapore. What is the meaning of life? A healthy person goes to bed and does not wake up again. This person is said to be a very healthy person. She takes evening walks 3 times a week. She does exercises. She has good diet. She is without sickness. But she dies. I ask you, dear friends, what is the meaning of life? Where do you go after death? These are the questions that you've got to answer. What is the answer? Not in better health care. Not in better doctors. There is only one answer. The baby you saw at Christmas. Jesus has the answer for you. For his name embodies the answer. You know the meaning of Jesus? Jesus means Savior. He alone can save you and me. The meaning of Christmas is not better shopping. Not to have a better vacation. Or making more money. Christmas is to remember that God loved us. And gave us His only Son. As a gift for you. The best gift as Christmas is nothing else but Jesus. To all our friends who have not yet received Jesus, we present Jesus Christ as the answer to life. For He alone took your sins. When He went to the cross, He took away all the sins of men. When you believe Him and receive that gift, your sins are forgiven. When your sins are taken away, you have life everlasting. You say, "Where is that life?" I'll tell you in a minute. Verse 11. First John chapter 5, verse 11. This is the record God has given us, eternal life. This life is in His Son. You say, "How come He can give me that eternal life?" Answer. Do you know? They put Jesus to death on the cross. Crucified Him. This was God's plan. Jesus went willingly. But 3 days later, he rose from the dead. Let me inform you. This is a fact of history. A happening that was seen, witnessed, and documented. When you believe in Jesus, He unites you with Him, and you receive His life. Who says so? In this verse 12. Verse 12, please follow. This is the answer to your problem. He that has the Son has life. Do you have Jesus Christ in you? As I said, the best gift that we can give to you is to offer you Jesus Christ at Christmas. God's best gift to all of us here is Jesus, His Son. He that has the Son has life. When you look to Jesus and say, Jesus, Lord, I believe in you. You are my Savior. You died on the cross. You took my sin. I believe. That's all that God will ask from you. You do not have to make a pilgrimage. You do not need to pay any money or to do any kind of penance. By faith, believing Jesus, you receive. Verse 12. He that has the Son has life. You have believed on Jesus, you have the Son. To all our friends who have received Jesus, I say, you have the best gift. The only solution to your life problem. When you have Jesus in you, because you have believed in you, in Him, He gives you His life. Believe on Him this minute, you have life this minute. And you will not be afraid of death. Our friend, this lady in the Sunday Times today, age 41.
今天我们在报纸看到这位女士, 41岁,
we do not know whether she was a believer or not. But suppose it should happen to one of us here. You go to bed tonight. Tomorrow morning you don't get up, don't wake up at all. God has called you. The big question is, do you have Jesus as your Savior? Verse 12 says, if you have Jesus as your Savior, you have life. Life that is not touched by physical death. If I should go to bed tonight, and I do not wake up tomorrow morning, I say, praise the Lord. Because absent from this body is present with the Lord. Because you have the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you already have everlasting life. This is the meaning of Christmas. Not enjoyment, not pleasures, not money, but life everlasting.
永生这一件事。
From God the Creator.
唯有从上帝这位创造主而来的。
So I read to you again.
所以我再给大家念一次。
This is the promise.
这就是上帝应许我们的美好。
This is true.Listen carefully. He that has the Son of God hath life. When you hear this and you say in your heart, I need Jesus to be my Savior, are there any friends upstairs or downstairs who have never in your life received Jesus and you want to receive Him tonight? Say so.
如果在座当中有朋友们一生中没有说我愿意接受主耶稣，这个时候是我们的机会。
You recognize that you are a sinner.
我们承认我们都是罪人。
You recognize Jesus as Savior.
我们承认主耶稣是救主。
And you say, Jesus, Lord, I want you to save me.
而我们说，主啊，我愿意你来拯救我。
That moment, Jesus comes to you.
这个时候，主耶稣就进入我们的心。
By faith.
因着我们的相信,
that is all that God wants from you.
这就是神要我们所做的,
to believe and to receive.
只是要我们来接受, 来相信。
This is the meaning of Christmas.
而这就是圣诞节最大的。
Coming to this service will give you the maximum, the best blessing, life everlasting.
所以今天来出席这聚会是有福气，因为我们听到生命中最宝贵的。
So we want to close with this verse.
所以我们要以这节来做结束。
Listen carefully.
我们注意的听。
The best Christmas gift for you.
圣诞节最佳的礼物。
He that had the Son Jesus.
人有了上帝的儿子。
You have life.
就有生命。
He that hath not the Son of God hath not life.
没有上帝的儿子就没有生命。
May we all receive Jesus tonight.
愿我们在座每一位都领受主耶稣为我们的救主。
And begin a new life with Him.
就在今天晚上我们建立一个新的生命。
If you have Jesus, go and tell as the children sang just now.
像刚才孩子们所唱的，我们相信主耶稣，我们去传福音。
Go and tell one and all that Jesus Christ has come and died and rose from the dead.
将主耶稣降生为我们来赎罪的这个大好信息传扬出去。
God bless your Christmas this year.
愿神赐福于我们今年的圣诞节。
May the peace of God be yours in a wonderful way.
愿上帝的平安与我们每一个人都同在。
May you receive Jesus and find peace and everlasting life.
愿我们在主里面都有喜乐平安，也有这永生的生命。
This is our wish to you.
这是我们希望大家都领受到的。
Amen. Jesus life, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing it softly through the gloom. When the heart for mercy craves, sing in triumph of the gloom.Jesus saves, give the winds a mighty voice, Jesus saves, Jesus saves, let the nations now rejoice, Jesus saves, Jesus saves, shout salvation full and free, highest hills and deepest caves, this our song of victory. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
As I shall be praying, there will be an opportunity for someone who has never received Jesus to do so tonight.
当牧师祷告的时候，今天有机会让我们在当中还没有相信主耶稣的人。
You say, how can I receive Jesus?
你说我们能够怎样来领受主耶稣呢？
When I ask you, in your heart, you just say, Jesus, I want you to be my Savior.
当牧师问的时候，你就说，主啊，我愿意你成为我的救主。
That moment you bow to him and receive him in faith, he becomes your savior. And you have life everlasting. Life that overcomes the fear of death. You can live every day without fear of death. Because Jesus in you gives you the victory over death. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Creator and Redeemer, we thank Thee for the story of Christmas.
感谢神,
that God loved us and sent us His only begotten Son. To be our Savior. To give us life. Life that overcomes the fear of death. Even the life that comes from God Himself.
O
Lord our God,
我们的上帝啊,
bless all the hearers here tonight. Bless the children that performed the story of Christmas. Bless the parents. Bless all our dear friends. Perchance someone has never received Jesus tonight. Tonight we would like to receive Jesus. May Thou move that person in the heart to say, I want you, Jesus. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Be my Savior. Is there anyone here tonight who wants to say that? Say so in your heart. And mean it in your heart. Do that. Our Father in heaven, bless everyone who bows to Thee with the gift of everlasting life, that from tonight there may be a new life begun. Life that overcomes fear of death. Life that will lead us to our heavenly home. That we may all live one day with the Lord Jesus in heaven. Now may the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the comfort of the Holy Spirit, be with each one of us. Now and until Jesus returns. Amen.